Hello and a very warm welcome to Braille for Beginners. I'm Dave and we're joined by Mel, who's going to tell us a little bit about what to expect in this course.
In this course, we will be learning the Braille alphabet, numbers, and basic punctuation. And we'll be reading and writing. We're going to encourage both, and this will be uncontracted unified English Braille or Grade 1 Braille.
And the Braille we learn in this course, give us some practical examples of how we might use that, Mel.
Possibly for labelling. It's a really important use for Braille. Playing games, which makes it good fun, of course. Greetings cards, either writing or reading greetings cards. Reading medication packaging, something very, very important to get the right medication, isn't it? And also maybe packaging on food items. Some supermarkets do this and they have Braille on their food. Signs as well, maybe in a lift or on a hotel room. There's lots more possibilities, but those just give you a start.
Let's talk about some of the prerequisites then. What do we need to succeed at this course?
Right. Well, to be an English speaker, that would be good. And then you have a good command of literacy generally. Finger sensitivity is important because you do need to have sensitive fingers. We can build on this, of course, because we are concentrating on tactile reading. It's very, very important. So you can build on your finger sensitivity. Also, practice little and often. So just when you have time, but a little bit every day is much better than doing big long sessions, especially when you're a new tactile reader. So little and often. Equipment, if you're going to be writing, you maybe need the correct equipment, maybe a Perkins. There are lots of other ways though to write Braille, so it's not the only way. And the Braillist Foundation, we have resources that we are going to be providing, some what I'm going to call hard copy resources. We will refer to those in the sessions or the lessons. And also the fingerprint, we will mention the RNIB fingerprint reading and writing Braille course because our resources are very similar. So if you already have fingerprint, you will still be able to make use of our lessons.
What are some of the ways to prepare for reading by touch?
Activities really to promote tracking and fine motor skills. So cooking is a good way. We all use our hands from time to time in cooking. Playing a musical instrument is good too. It's a perfect way of helping get used to our moving of our fingers and the general sense of touch. Crafts are good too. Even coins, feeling different coin denominations, it's a good way just to build up those tactile skills. Maybe Lego as well, anything where you're using your fingers and just really getting that feel for the Braille to get you started. I think we call it pre-Braille, don't we, sometimes?
We do. And what are some of the techniques then when you're actually reading by touch? What are some of the things to bear in mind to kind of optimise that experience?
And there are probably quite a few of these and we will go over them again and again through the course. But to start us off, warm hands are important because it's surprising. Touch sensitivity is affected. If your hands are cold, you can't feel as well. So warm hands. Use the most sensitive part of your finger. We talk about the finger pad, which is sort of where your fingerprint is. And you may need to just adapt that a little bit because everybody's finger is sensitive, maybe in a slightly different part. We need to support our arms or wrists so that we're not pressing too hard on the Braille. You move your finger across the Braille in a nice fluid motion, a brushing motion really, moving across and keeping your finger moving, nice light touch across the Braille.
When we talk about Braille, we often refer to the Braille cell. What is the Braille cell?
The Braille cell is a grid of six dots and all the letters, numbers, everything are formed with a combination of these six dots. It's laid out in three dots down the left-hand side of the Braille cell, three dots down the right-hand side of the Braille cell. So it's a 3x2 grid, if that makes sense. Two at the top, two in the middle, and two at the bottom. We do actually number these dots as well, which is useful when you're learning to write. And we have dots 1, 2, 3 down the left and dot 4, 5, and 6 down the right hand side of the Braille cell.
So how are the lessons going to work, Mel?
Well, for each letter, we will give dot numbers. So we've talked about those already. We'll give the dot numbers. We'll describe the shape. So we'll be saying where the dots are, where they are in the Braille cell. We'll offer tips to help you remember. And we'll tell you where you can find that letter in the Braillist handout.
Okay, so really important to have a good understanding of that Braille cell, that kind of egg box layout with those dots 1, 2, 3 down the left and 4, 5, 6 down the right. What if I get stuck?
It's really important to take it slow. Take your time, so little and often. Go back a lesson maybe if you're struggling, because these are recordings after all, so we haven't got to do this week to week, have we? We can just take our time. Join the Braille for Beginners email forum, another really good way of getting peer support, because other people have gone through this same experience and they can always be very, very helpful. Look out for our events, the Braillist Foundation events, where you can ask questions. We have several of those. And if you want to just contact someone by email, there is always going to be this option at beginners@braillists.org. We will give that email address lots and lots of times, but beginners@braillists.org, and you can get some personal help there.
To recap then, we are learning uncontracted English Braille. It's important that you develop some tactile skills, whether that's through cooking, playing a musical instrument, or crafts. We read with the pad of our fingers. The Braille cell is laid out a bit like an egg box, with dots 1, 2, 3 down the left-hand side and dots 4, 5, 6 down the right. We will be giving you those dot numbers as we go through, and also describing the shapes and giving you lots of tips to help you remember. Brilliant, Mel. Really looking forward to get cracking. And we will see you again in lesson one, when we'll be introducing our first group of letters. And until then, bye for now.